Let your glory fill this temple. Let your glory fill this place. Father, listen to our earnest prayer. Jesus waited years ago. That the glory you had given him, we would somehow come to know. Let your glory fill this temple. Oh, Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord. Father, we position ourselves. We position our hearts. You're not looking for the crowd. You're just looking for that one person. You're just looking for that one heart. That one thirsty heart, Lord. That would come. And therefore this morning, as I come and soak in you and pray, Holy Spirit, I say, here I am. Here I am, oh Lord. Here I am. Bringing you sacrifice of worship. Alabaster jar, bring you all of me. This is my desire to find myself in the Holy of Holies. And just like David said, Lord, it says, one thing I desire. Only this I seek, is to dwell here. Is to dwell here. Lord, I bless your name today. Let everything that's within me bless your holy name. Let everything that's within me worship the King of Kings. Pour my heart on you. Pour my heart on you. Bring you my worship. Bring you my worship. Jesus, I thank you for giving us access through your blood. You are the ultimate high priest. And we can come to the Father through you, Lord. The way we feel, the things that weighs us down, Holy Spirit, here we are this morning. This is how we fight our battles. When I don't know how to pray, won't you pray through me, Holy Spirit. Thank you. seek you. The more I find you, the more I find you, oh Lord, the more I love you. The closer I get to you, closer you get to me. The more I find you, the more I love you. The more I know you, the more freedom I experience in you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. Melt in your peace. All things have passed away, your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remain the cornerstone. Things that were thought was dead are breathing life again. You cause your sun to shine in darkness nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out a love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Thank you. 'cause I love you. Oh, how I love you. Things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remained the cornerstone. Things that were taught was death are breathing life again. You caused your sun to shine on the darkest nights.
That's right.
For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song.
Let
your presence fill us. Let your presence saturate this place. Jesus, we love you. In you, you lift our weary head, you make us strong and set. You took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one adore. Holy Spirit, I need you. Oh, how I need you. You are the one my heart adores. Jesus, I need you. Oh, how I need you. Father, I make room for you. Make room for you, Jesus. Everything else can wait. Yeah.
pray today that you would open the ear of our understanding, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would allow us to enter a level of discipline just to learn to wait on you. Because there is a refinement in the waiting. With the busyness of our lives, with everything that weighs through our mind and thoughts, even in our sleep, sometimes it's hard to rest and find peace and this quietness. Spirit,
like Moses prayed. He says, Lord, if you don't go with us, if you're not with us, how would we know, how would people know that we find favor, we have favor? And you said, no, I'm sending my angel with you. And he said, Lord, unless you come, we don't want to go. And today, Father, this is the cry of our hearts. Unless you do it, it won't happen. Unless you touch, nothing happens. Unless you speak, unless you speak, oh, people remain in their sins. Unless you speak, Holy Spirit, show up. Unless you come, God, unless you come, Father, unless you act on our behalf, unless you heal, oh, that's why I invite you to come. I invite you to come here in this place. God, we thank you for revival. Because we know there are many places revival are happening, even here in the United States. So Father, we say here, do not forget us. Revival is birthed through prayer. So right now, Lord, we stand in the gap. I stand in the gap. I light up the torch of prayer in your house. Unless you speak, nothing happens. Unless you act, nothing happens. We need a move. We need a move. I need a move. Satisfied. I know there's more. 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 Take me deeper, deeper in intimacy, deeper, deeper in the fear of you, deeper. Waiting on us. So we position our hearts. We position ourselves this morning, God. Lord, I want to stand in the gap for so many of people in the church who are just struggling with the spirit of depression. Even those who are not, who have yet to come to know you, Father, we stand in the gap this morning. We come against the spirit of hopelessness. The spirit of hopelessness, we come against you. We come against you, the spirit of death. We come against you. We release the spirit of life, Holy Spirit. The remnant, you would release the intercessors, you would release the intercessors, those who are sleeping, God, the intercessors who are sleeping, Lord, release them. Oh, I call them forth, I call them forth in the name of Jesus, I call them forth in the name of Jesus, I call them forth in the name of Jesus. We need a move. We need a Lord, I also pray for those who are just in sleep in their spiritual walk. It says in your word that in the last days the love of many will grow cold. Father, I pray for people right now, we intercede for those who are struggling in their faith. It says in your word that faith come from hearing your word. Jesus. Jesus. Father, remember your promises. One of them says, in the last days, we will have dreams and visions. But I say, if you're looking for a church, if you're looking for a group of people in this community, in Virginia Beach, in Chesapeake area, Lord, among the others, we say, here we are, Lord. If we're looking for a platform, Holy Spirit. If you're looking for one man, I say, here I am, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd make us fearless. I pray against the spirit of the fear of men. Oh, I come against that, against of what others think. I come against that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that you would increase the fear of the Lord in our hearts. You would increase the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Increase the fear of the Lord. Increase, Lord, fresh outpouring of your anointing. Fresh outpouring of your anointing, Father. That if we would compete, we would only compete for more of you. Lord, I pray that you would keep us in tune with your will, that we would stop trying to prove anything to anybody and increase of the fear of the Lord. Father, I pray like the disciples prayed in Acts, says, Lord, stretch out your hands. Do miracles, Lord. Stretch out your hands, Father. Stretch out your hands, Holy Spirit. Lord, stretch out your hands. Stretch out your hands, heal the brokenhearted. Stretch out your hands, God. Father, we're not here to ask you for things. We thank you for giving us more than we need. We thank you for giving us our jobs. We thank you for giving us the things we need to live. But mostly, God, we pray that your kingdom would come. We come in agreement today and ask that your kingdom would come. Your will be done. People would come to know you, Father. People would come to experience the freedom that's in Christ. People would be able to experience the power that raised Christ from the dead. Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters suffering on the mission field. Lord, we pray for the Philippines. Lord, we pray for people in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters there, the Palestinians, God. We pray for Israel, God, just the devastation that's happening there. God, you stand for your people. Lord, we mention Haiti before your throne right now, God. Father, as we soak in you today, you listen to our prayers. It is in your word where you said, you know, come and bring our requests to you. Lord, we intercede for the broken marriages, broken families, Lord, have mercy. It says, if you're thirsty, come and drink. We come and drink this morning.
World and give me in.
this world and give me take this world. I know what I want, I know what I need. Take this world and give me, Lord, only you will do for me. Take this world and give me, take this world and give me.
We pray this right now. Lord, we say, here's our heart. Here is our heart. Work a miracle in it, Lord. Lord, I pray that you take in our, out of our hearts the stubbornness like you promised in your word. Ezekiel, you said, He says in the new covenant, you will give us a heart of flesh. Father, I pray that you'd give me a heart to obey. I pray in the name of Jesus that we would have a heart to obey. Obey like a child. Faith like a child. Work a miracle in our hearts today, Lord. Purify our mind, Jesus. Father, as we soak in you, let your blood cleanse us. It is through your blood that we stand, Father. Lord Jesus, our Messiah, our ultimate sacrifice. Oh, I stand in what you've done on the cross. Lord, I thank you for empowering us through your grace to live a holy life, to make the right choices in deeds and in words. Thank you. that you would release, just release your anointing. Lord, we rest in you. For the power of the Holy Spirit, because through Him we can do all things. His divine power, the Holy Spirit, has given us everything we need for godliness. The Holy Spirit also has revealed to us the one who called us. When He revealed to us His nature and His promises, and we get to partake. That's right. Lord, I thank you that we get to partake in your nature, in your DNA. We get to partake. Father, we thank you for a victory. I thank you for a victory. Thank you for conquering the grave. Not only your grave, but our graves. Thank you for the fullness of joy that we found in your presence, Lord. What a faithful God you are. Lord, no matter what life brings at us, because you did not promise us a trouble-free life. You says in this world we will have trouble, but Lord, today again we receive your peace. I receive your peace, Lord. I receive healing. I receive your hope. Thank you, Abba. So worthy, Father. You're so holy. You deserve my praise. You deserve my worship. Oh, I lavish my worship on you, Lord. You are holy, holy, holy God. Far from you are all things. Glory. Far from you are all things. To you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. Kingdom would come, that your name will be hallowed, your name would be kept holy. That's it. So good, Lord. You deserve it, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. You're so awesome in this place. You're so worthy in this place. We honor you, Jesus. Jesus. I honor you, Lord. So honored.
we thank you for this opportunity just to be with you. Thank you that your presence is surrounding us everywhere we go. It's not just here, it goes with us. Or even with as we put this online, as people listen to it. May your presence, may the Holy Spirit minister to them. You know what we need. And you're very close to a sincere heart. When we search for you with a sincere heart, you come, you heal, you're so kind with our hearts. You lead us to nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. You fight our battles. You hide us under your wings. You are our fortress. So awesome.